Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang iyong ugat. They got nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us. Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang iyong ugat. They got nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us. Isang bagsa. Yo, fuck a story arc if it don't involve no matriarch. Some mothers work from the ground up, they craft an air like ATR with the butterfly sleeves. Naka Philippine gana pag nagsalita mga banat ay bala. Huwag magtaka kung ako ay makatabulok na sistema. Kurapot sa pera bagsak, but we putting our heart into darkness. They putting these pigs in the office. Oh, you thinking you schooling but you hella lost, cause you best get the boss while I top this. But look at my eyes, that she moving so cold. Can't hold a candle to her when she glow. Flick at the wrist with that ilaw she hold. Panago sa ilaw, she dripping in gold.
We pulling up in a jeepney, all of my soldiers greet me. Hand me bananas and pull back my hammer. It's warfare when you see me. Skin you alive for my country, I live and die for my country. I kill a pig in a white hooded suit on the low for my country. They got evil plans in the devil's hands, but I don't pray cause I organize. They got new ways to impose strength, but I teach mine how to mobilize. We don't fight for the money, for the greedy, for the white man. All we want is our freedom and the right to live on our motherland.
Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang iyong ugat. They got nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us. Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang iyong ugat. They got nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us. Isang bagsa. Goddess of guerrilla warfare in every lifetime. We don't take no shit except an oppressor's lifeline. If you step out of your line, I will protect what's mine. Kahit merong rosaryo, sino magliligtas sa'yo? Puro dugo, pupulo, mulat sa dagat hanggang mundok. Reclaiming what's ours, the high and the low. These women are gods, you already know. Roots deep in the water, they're in a village. The river runs red, you'll be dead in a minute. Like Nevis for nine, just have you beheaded. Fuck with my tribe, quickly regret it.
Adanik ko sa kamay, at isang mikropono sabay. At ang tapang ko, kaya nanginay. At halimaw nang sumasabay. Mga baran nyo, lahat sablay. Mga rappers na puro bangkay. Tinamaan ko, lahat patay. Kaya walang mag-iingay. I got that Filipino phenotype. Kayo mangi mestizo white. But give me that moreno light. That Rufio Aquino type. My lolas, they be speaking like those Bali songs and bolo knife. I beat the ether, need no hype. Three tongues are sharper with the mic. I need no in my history life. From a land where greed is weaving tight. They thieve until one piece of might. Just turn to see no light. Hacienda like Aquino, right? Rodrigo vigilante type. They kill my titos left and right. With smoke and mirrors fill the night.
So let it be known, if you don't already, Pinays have always been part and parcel, if not imperative and critical to the struggle. Filipinas are no strangers to wielding our own power. Of all the privileges that exist in this world, none of which you may be a benefactor of, there is at least one you bear, and that is the privilege of having been born a Filipina. Your DNA contains building blocks made from the mud of over 500 years of resistance and survival. And when you are ready, sis, we'll be right here, right here, right here.
Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang iyong ugat. They got nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us. Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang iyong ugat. They got nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us. Isang bagsa.
Welcome, magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. My name is Mildred German and we are airing here at COPE Radio 100.5 FM CFRO. We are airing live at the downtown east side of Vancouver on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. We just heard the song from Ruby Ibarra featuring Rocky Rivera, Classy, and Faith Santillia with the song Us. And what's going to happen today is we're going to have a topic that we would like to discuss, because not only that we are aware of the climate crisis that's happening globally, we want to focus on the specific impacts of what's happening. We heard about the news of the 35,000 tons of biosolid waste that's going to be dumped in an indigenous territory here in BC. We had an interview with Miranda Dick that we can play later. And the best thing part of this show, we're going to have Ted Alquitas. Ted Alquitas is a longtime journalist, and he runs the PhilippineCanadianNews.com, and he's been active in the community with many community events and grassroots organization in the past. So we're going to have him as our featured guest too for today. For now, let's hear another song, and this one is by Bamboo, Where You From?
May I introduce a city that is changing every moment? It's a charming contradiction, a prize for everyone.
Yeah. If you are from Los Angeles, stand tall. Hope I made my city proud, cause I get down for y'all. From Jordan's old soul food on Wilmington to Tommy's on Rampart, we living in a city with no pity. Smog make lungs shitty. Children up in six to get bussed across the city. Laying off teachers, economy weaker. I watch graduation from under the school bleachers. All my friends have dropped out early. American justice that did my homies so dirty. Prison over tagging or prison over some bud. We get medical marijuana, Rose holding a dub. Now I'm up in the clouds, touching down to a crowd, waiting for me to say something special over a sound. A city drowned in the sun, that Hollywood shit fake. Spotlights from a helicopter shine on my face. We push carts full of plastic, trying to make a quick buck. Mad Dog and my brothers to hit them up, where you from? From the city with no pity, skid road to Venice. City development is kicking out lifelong tenants.
So where you from?
Throw your neighborhood like you proud. You don't need to catch a body to show how much you down. It's for my cousins who caught it, all my friends who ain't here. Los Angeles looking different every year. So tell them where you from,
where you from,
where you from,
where you from,
where you from, uh-huh.
Oh, where you from,
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 uh-huh, uh-huh. Show me where you from, Babies killing babies make me crazy. The rappers glorify how we survive through this banging. Politicians speaking for money and not the needy. Seedy greedy with beady little eyes feeding the beast. And why Eazy-E up in Cedars? I'm hustling off my beeper, playing a diggy dock on my grandmama's speakers. Teachers kick me out of class so fast, and all of my OGs have my back so fast. So who you think I trust in? Eyes closed when I'm dumping. Brainwashed beef make killing feel like it's nothing. From a gang that started out as just a car club, other gangs popping, so Satanás got to arming up. And now I work to end all the killing. My peers in the street corrupted our young children. If you're really from the days that you claim, then why would you want our kids to go through the same thing? From PR to Hellside, Sarzana the flip side, Asia boys to Jeff Rocks, TRG on the east side. I really wanna see us grow old. I know going to war is all my homies really know. Them Temple Street PLs, Acro and Taugama, them schoolyards, Bahalanas. This is my plea to see some peace for all our fallen brothers, RIP it with me. So where you from? Throw your neighborhood like you proud. You don't need to catch a body to show how much you down. It's for my cousins who caught it, all my friends who ain't here. Los Angeles looking different every year. So tell them where you from,
where you from,
where you from,
where you from,
where you from, uh-huh.
Oh, where you from,
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 uh-huh, uh-huh.
Show me where you from.
So, yeah, nandito po si Kuya Ted. Kuya Ted Alquitas is the publisher and editor of the PhilippineCanadianNews.com, linking the Filipino diaspora. This is the first and only online newspaper linking the Filipino communities across Canada. So it's really a pleasure to have you po here sa station. And we can discuss about what's happening. There's so many happenings that we can talk about. But specifically, you know, there's a news that the Philippine president, Rodrigo Roa Duterte, is declaring war to Canada because of the unwanted garbage that was sent to the Philippines. Can you give us a background on that?
Yes, of course, this trash talk, if we can call it that, has been going on for the past 2 months already. You know, like, but the garbage issue, you know, it's not only 2 months, but it has been in the Philippines for almost 6 years now or so. It was shipped to the Philippines by a private contractor from Whitby, Ontario, who is now bankrupt. And was declared as legal garbage, but when inspected in the Philippines, was found out to be false. So, you know, so there the problem started. The consignee in the Philippines also, I think, is bankrupt or they cannot locate the company there. So it has been sitting in the ports of Manila, and I think some of it are in Subic Bay, whatever. So how many? 102 containers initially. I think mga 13 or 30 were disposed of. So it has been rotting there in the Philippines, and this happened during the time of Harper. But why is the Canadian government not acting on it? You know, for you don't take, you know, 3-5 years to solve this problem. They're always saying that, you know, it was not shipped by the government. Of course not. Nobody is saying it was the government who shipped it. It was a private contractor. But it's the responsibility of a government when something happens like that to take back the shipment. You know, environmental law experts here in Victoria, British Columbia, have already said that Canada has no legal ground not to take the garbage back. Under the international agreement called the Basel Convention, no country can ship illegal garbage to other countries. But whoever is, they blame the bureaucrats for taking so long to solve the problem. But I think it's some political will by the governing liberals, you know, to take action. So, of course, you know, I don't like Duterte, you know, but if Duterte did not go berserk in some ways, by saying, you know, we declare war on Canada, or yesterday, his spokesman, Salvador Panelo, said that Duterte ordered the garbage to be shipped to Canada and dump. Or not dumped, no. They threatened that the ship would land, you know, would stay at the 12-mile zone, you know, the international zone, you know, like I was thinking it would be in Vancouver, you know, so 12-mile, you know, what is that from here where we are speaking now in downtown East Side? I don't know how far will that be. So the ship would be anchored there, or, you know, waiting for some disposal. So, I mean, it's a big joke, you know, all these threats and that they would declare war and that they would load the container. But, you know, other reports, it's in the headline today of the Star, Metro Star, that, you know, and even I checked the media reports about this as far back as May 7, and today is the 22nd. You know, the Environment Minister, Catherine McKenna, already said, and she is quoted there, that there is already a ship, there's a company that's being hired called Bullock Industries or something, I can't remember the name of the company, that is based in Richmond. I called the company this morning to confirm the report, and I was referred to Montreal office, and I tried to reach the number, but nobody is answering that number. So the government of Canada already hired a company to take back the garbage. And why is Duterte yesterday, which is the 22nd, saying that he is loading, he's asking a private shipper to load the garbage? On the other hand, the federal government already said they already have the company that will take the garbage. So what is all this who is fooling who? Decides when it arrives in Vancouver, where will it be disposed? You know, there's a problem of disposal in our garbage here.
Yes. Thank you for giving a background on that, because that has been a talk in many of our, in our community in here, also questioning how Canada really dumps our waste and garbage, because we have so many, programs on recycling. Is that really working? We have so many green initiatives. Is that really working? Because if these are really working, why suddenly there are 103 freight containers of waste that is sent to the Philippines and breaking international laws on that?
Because previously it was China who received all this garbage.
Exactly.
But China did not want to do it anymore. And in fact, corollary to this issue with the Philippines, Korea also sent garbage to the Philippines. But in less than 1 year, Korea took back the garbage, while Canada is dilly-dallying for 6 years, 7 years now. So what is the problem?
Yes,
because my other question, is it because we are a poor country, or we could just be ignored by developing a first world country? Like Philippines is nothing. We have about 800,000 Filipinos in Canada. If we rise up and vote against a government that treat us like garbage, what the heck is happening? How long will it take them to solve the damn problem? Pardon my words, but I'm almost like sounding like Duterte, for God's sake.
Well, not only that, Canada put garbage overseas, like in the Philippines, Canada also hires temporary foreign workers to fill in jobs, 3D jobs that many Canadians do not want to do. When we talk about 3D jobs, these are 3Ds means dangerous, difficult,
dirty.
And dirty jobs.
Dirty.
And we can see our workers work these jobs and they are de-skilled. We have college graduates who do the cleaning work, the many dirty work that nobody wants to do. Not that we look down into them, we actually take pride on the hard work of our people, but it is actually the exploitation and the conditions. And
separated from their families.
Exactly. When we talk about the policies under the labor of these workers, the families are affected. Not only that the families are affected, the children overseas are violated as well. Mm-hmm. And not only that, now they're sending trash to the Philippines, they're violating the country that they came from.
That's right.
Which is the Philippines.
Abusing the...
Exactly. And also, if we give an understanding background of why there is migration of workers here in Canada, it is due to the forced migration that's happening in the Philippines, because most of the means of production or resources in the Philippines are in controls of the multinationals, of the imperial powers of between US and China and many multinationals all over the world, including Canada, that has mining, a big operation there in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And, that is one of the topic that we brought in the past as well.
Yeah.
But
and
now there
is
this garbage.
Garbage is an environmental issue. But you mentioned about the mining issue in the Philippines. You know that... just about a couple of blocks from us is the office of Placer Dome, the mining company who polluted the Marinduque River, some 30 years ago, spilled the toxic waste, and the government of Canada did not do anything to help the the people of Marindoke, you know, it was they were compensated, as I can remember, about 10,000 pesos or, you know, to compensate them for the losses and their livelihood. The whole, the main river of Marindoke was destroyed. And Canada, as a Canadian government, did not do anything to help the Filipino people. The province of Marindoke had to go to Nevada to sue Placer Dome there because the Placer Dome said they had no more assets in Canada. But if you walk to Alexander Avenue, you know, behind there in our previous office there, I was there last week. I have pictures of the office of Placer Dome. They're still testing racks there, although they changed names, the company. But of course, you know that Placer Dome was bought by Barrick Gold in Toronto, you know. So all this, you know, the Philippines has been abused and degraded by first world governments, especially Canada. They have exploited our mining resources in the Cordillera, you know, and now they're throwing the garbage there. So to them, it's, you know, the Philippines, they can't do anything. It's a playground for the Canadian government.
Yeah,
whether
with
it's
the
people
presence,
that they exploit,
yeah,
you know, our resources, or people, as you said, you know.
Yeah, with the presence of Canadian mining companies in the Philippines, really plundering the resources that affects the community, that affects the means of living the community, that affects their economic stability, and also like forcing our millions of people to work abroad where there is no like support or no protection at all. And Canada plays a big role on that as well, using migrant labor for cheap labor for the economic stability of the country. And, you know, Ted, I want to mention too that with this waste, I was just like questioning earlier, you know, we have this mining corporation in the Philippines polluting the area. We have mining companies here in British Columbia and in Canada, you know, like trying to be, you know, like being pushy, aggressive about the pipeline as well, the fracking and
LNG.
You know what's happening now?
Yeah.
There's a news that came out about the 35,000 tons of bio solids that will be dumped in an indigenous territory that will affect their livelihood as well. And if you look at that, does Canada really have a problem on dumping waste?
Solid. Who is
here, I can play it, and yeah, so we, our listeners can hear as well. And this one is an interview with Miranda Dick. And we thank Miranda Dick for this interview, and we can listen to it. Also, to bring out the issues, because that's one thing we want to do also here in the station, is to bring out this news that came out about the biosolids being dumped on the unceded Sishmepec territory. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. However, we have Miranda Dick. She's one of the organizers about this issue. And Miranda Dick comes from the Sishmepec Nation and currently living in the interior Salish. She has 6 children, and she take care large of the Sishmepec and to the salmon spawning grounds of the upper Adams Glacier, caring for the watershed protection. And also she has worked on many projects, including language, the salmon caravan, and including songs and dances, and many more grassroots organization. So thank you, Miranda, for giving us time to this interview. So can you tell us what's happening there right now? Because biosolid doesn't sound so good to be in your neighborhood. Like, even us here in the city, we know that when we talk about biosolids, it's really not welcome.
Yes. Well, currently we set a sacred fire within our Sishmepec territory, in the residents of Turtle Valley area. Right now we're saying no to biosolids, and this is from the city of Kamloops. They're wanting to truck over 35 30,000 tons of biosolids class B over to a 31 hectare portion on a bison ranch in the Turtle Valley area. That'll be greatly impacting Chum Creek, which leads into Chum Lake, and then it goes over into the Little Shuswap Lake, which feeds into the Thompson River. And so you see how it would flow all the way out. And our main concerns is the watershed protection of the major aquifers that leads into. And so we have a lot of support coming from the residents that are concerned, that live within the close proximity of this so-called dumpage that they want to put the biosolids onto. We were alerted over 6 months ago of this actually occurring by one of our close friends who's been the main organizer. And they actually got a court injunction put against all of the said peoples in there, the main organizers who have been put into newspapers and releasing a lot of the really valuable information, have actually been gag ordered not to even talk about this issue. The reason why I'm bringing this forward is because we have an underlying title issue, which is our Sequoyah territory. And we were alarmed and concerned that this gag order was not permitting the residents to actually have a voice out on the city of Kamloops biosoils. Now, the city of Kamloops has no idea what to actually do with their biosoils. They're at a standstill at this point, because we're stating that we're halting all traffic going into the said area of the ranch area. And so the court injunction had an interim court injunction for a 10-day grace period, not to actually, be doing any dumpage at that time, and that the residents respected that interim court injunction. They're the ones who requested it be put in there so that they could have enough time to actually get a court, all their court information together. They were not wanting to enter into the court process, because they were, main concern was that the environmental assessment wasn't done properly. It wasn't actually noted that it was leading into one of the major aquifers of the area. And this is all concern for us, because we live downstream from that aquifer, and they tap right into that for their water. So that was our concern, and that's how we became involved. Of course, we were involved from the beginning, because they actually had a referendum vote of neighboring band office. And in there, the residents didn't want the biosolids there. And so then it ended up where the said area is now, right on the bison ranch there.
So these biosolids are usually advertised too, that it can be converted to fertilizer. However, you know, with the impacts that it will do to your territory, it seems that the impacts will really affect the community. So how can you encourage our listeners to support this cause?
Well, the one thing is that we have like major health concern issues that could possibly come from them putting that there. So what we're doing is we're having to have a lot of educational portion being put out there on biosoils, and we're requesting assistance on anyone who could assist us on getting the information together in formulated packages. And so I actually have my email that inquiring people would like to, help and support. So we're asking for either small donations of camp supplies. So we're always looking for gas cards, we're always looking for firewood and anything to sustain a long-term, you know, area or home there. So, so yeah, I have my email if I can give that right now.
Yes, please.
Okay, it is sacredwater78@gmail.com. And any forwarding, you know, information that we're requesting is just assistance on how we can actually get the wording out. And if anyone has any questions and concerns, yes, please feel free to email me, and I'll get back to everyone on that.
Thank you for sharing us about this issue, and we definitely we're gonna bring it out. So thank you for your time.
Yes, and there's also, I'd like to just mention one of my friends here under, this is more information that is available under the Turtle Valley Against Biosoils on Facebook, and any information related to biosoils may be found at the Ministry of Environment website. It's not quite up to date under the Ministry of Environment website, but I'd just like to put that out there. So thanks for all of the support, and thanks for all the hard work that has come from the residents over the last 6 months. They've done so much. So thank you.
More power to all of you.
Oh, Kuksham.
Thank you. Salamat.
Thank you. Okay.
Return to a land called Paraíso, a place where a dying river ends. No birds there fly over Paraíso. No space allows them to endure the smoke that screens the air, the grass that's never there. And if I could see a single bird, what a joy. I try to write some words and create a simple song to be heard by the rest of the world. I lived in this land called Paraíso, in the house made of cardboard and walls. I learned to be free in Paraíso, free to blame anything I see. Matching rags for my clothes, plastic bags for the cold. And if empty cans were all I have, what a joy. I never fight to take someone else's coins and live with fear like the rest of the boys.
Paraíso,
help me make a stand.
Paraíso,
take me by the hand.
Paraíso,
take me by the hand.
Paraíso.
Make the world understand that if I can see a single bird, what a joy this tired and hungry land can expect. Some truth and hope and respect from the rest
of the world.
Smoky Mountain with the song Paraíso. It's a band from the Philippines, and Smoky Mountain actually give, like, you know, it's a name of the dumping site in the Philippines where it's mountains of garbage. Yeah, garbage dump. And the song called Paraíso is a nice song, you know. It's like, if you see one single bird, what a joy. That's true. Because, you know, like, there's so many extinctions that are happening now. We have a climate crisis. And moving on, we have an interview that we just heard from Miranda Dick. And she talked about the dumping of 35,000 tons of biosolid waste in their territory. So our topic today is, is Canada having problems with dumping of their waste because they're dumping waste on indigenous territories and also in the Philippines and hiring low-wage migrant workers to exploit to do the 3D jobs, the dirty, difficult, and dangerous jobs that many Canadians do not want to do. And we still have Ted Aquitas with us, you know, the journalist and long-term mentor too for many community members, and now he's the publisher and editor of PhilippineCanadianNews.com, the first and only online newspaper linking the Filipino communities across Canada. So, kamusta po uli, Kuya Ted?
Ito, umiinit ang ulo.
I know, I was reminding na, you know, don't get so high blood. And we were just talking earlier, you know, about like how Canada is really exploiting the Philippines, not only about mining, but also dumping garbages as well. That the Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte declared war on Canada due to that, because Canada is not listening to the call of the Filipino people. We don't want trash in the Philippines.
So the deadline was May 15, which already passed.
Yes, it passed. So the president was in the news for being impatient. And now today, there's a news on ctvnews.com as of today's date that garbage from the Philippines to arrive in Canada before end of June. What do you think about that? Do you think that will happen?
I don't know until I see the the ship at the Vancouver or the port of Vancouver. I would not believe my eyes until I see the, because as I said today, I checked twice already. The company that, according to the news, the federal government hired shipping company based in Richmond. Their address is 5200 5200 Miller Road in Richmond. The company's name is Bolore Logistics, spelled B-O-L-L-O-R-E, to load the garbage. So I called them. this morning at about, I think, 12 o'clock noon, and I was referred to a number in Montreal, and I called a number, and there was no answer. And just about 5 minutes ago in the studio, I tried to call them again, and I was told that the managers are in a meeting. So they look like it's hiding. I told them that it is the media calling. I want to confirm if they are really the company that will be shipping the garbage, because I want to know where they are going to land in Vancouver, in the port of Vancouver or Montreal, you know.
Oh, so you were at the meeting in downtown where Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in.
Yeah, the Opus Hotel at 12 noon today.
Were you able to ask him about this issue?
I was going to ask him. I was prepared to ask him in the meeting, but it was a fundraiser, and there were about, I think, maybe six round table there with 8 to 10 people that are donors, and it was a very small room in the Opus Hotel on Davis Street in downtown Vancouver, in Gastown, eh? So prior to that, the media were lined up. There were, of course, a lot of mostly TV stations, and I was the only online reporter there, and the Chinese reporter Pang Sing Tao were the only two. And I asked the media people if we could ask questions, and we were told that there will be no questions, that Trudeau will just speak, and then all the media people will have to leave the back door.
What would you ask?
I was going
Justin
to ask
Trudeau
about the news that is it true that the garbage already being shipped to Canada? Or is it just, you know, is it just palabas lang?
So, you know, British Columbia is our home too. So after hearing about the bio-waste solids coming to being dumped into a territory, and now we found out too that the garbage are being sent internationally to the Philippines. So it's like a question for us now. How Canada really dumps its garbage.
Yeah, and they were, you know, Trudeau was, of course, you know, that there was a demonstration in front of the hotel. There were maybe 100, I have pictures, you know, maybe 100, 200 people, native people that were demonstrating against Trudeau. And inside the room, when I was there, I was waiting if I could get a chance to ask Trudeau. And all of a sudden, this guy with a hat, you know, stood up, you know, just about 2 minutes into Trudeau's speech, he stood up and asked Trudeau about the pipeline and, you know, the dumping of the oil and all these things. He said, you know, I'm an indigenous person, and you are going to pollute my people. You are a liar and all these things. It's recorded. I have a recording of it. We can play it later on. But, you know, Trudeau. As usual, I think Trudeau is used already to these hecklers or something. Every time he has a town hall meeting, and the security did not stop this guy. He was talking for maybe 5-15 minutes in front of Member of Parliament Hedy Fry on Hedy Fry's table. You know, Hedy Fry is the Member of Parliament for Vancouver Centre. You know, the longest sitting Member of Parliament. So the guy just stood up and then engaged Trudeau, and Trudeau was sort of very calm and answered him. And later on, he was whisked away by the security. And outside, I also have, he talked to the media again outside. So he identified himself, and, you know, he said that he's known by the security people. Because I said, how were you able to get in there? He said he paid $250 as, you know, because it's fundraising. So he was able to sit on the table.
Yeah, I wasn't able to come because I wasn't able to come to the fundraising. I'm just like following the news about this that comes.
I was there because they had a media notice. They sent me a notice for the media. So I registered. I went there and they registered me as a media person. But as I said, they told me there'll be no questions.
Okay, then we gotta wait for the garbage from the Philippines to arrive in Canada before the end of June.
Maybe should we start fundraising and see, you know, like who want to, you know, bet that the garbage will arrive on June. You know, it's over a month, you know, so by the end of June, apparently 45 days, depending on you know, because it's by ship, so you know, it's always a month, eh? If you send a balikbayan box, that's about the time, the days that it takes to send a
so container. you want to have a bet on if the garbage will be arriving or not. It's like boxing.
Yeah, but yeah, because Mildred, there's another the bets, issue of will it be dumped here? I mean, who will receive it?
That's the other question. That's why I was bringing how Canada dumps its waste. Because we heard about the story of, you know, many communities all over the world that has been plundered by mining companies, so they left their waste in there. So here in British Columbia, we heard from the Shishmebek territories that 35,000 tons of biosolids are being dumped in their territory. We still have the pipeline
issue
here. Where is that going to go, the dumping of the waste? Now the upcoming waste.
Yeah, the spill in the Mount Poly mine.
Yes, that's another thing.
Toxic spill there that they say the government just brush it off as apparently it's not toxic. They say that the report said it's okay, but it's not okay. I brought the issue of the Marinduque copper mines in the Philippines. Exactly the same happening, you know, in an open pit copper mine that spilled toxic. It's toxic. You know, it killed the Marinduque River. So why would it not kill the Mount Pulley, you know, Mount Pulley spill? Why would the government say that and just cover it up? And they're allowing that company to operate again. So, you know, you can see that, you know, I think the Canada is a hypocrite to, you know, to announce to the whole world that we are, you know, we are environmentally conscious country. We are, you know, forward thinking in our climate change policies. But look at what they're doing to our own backyard.
Yes, the waste, that's why it's been the question. We have so many green initiatives. Are they really working? We have, like, you know, like many recycling programs that are really working. And there's also, like, advertisement countering the biosolids being turned into fertilizers. So now they're using environmental excuse for something that will still affect the community. So this is, like, issue of the waste that we have here in Canada. British Columbia has been our home. And looking back, you know, in the Philippines, you know, the garbage are also being sent in there. So the question of the garbage being dumped and also with the waste that's here in Canada, I guess you're right about the betting. We'll just wait until June then.
So look at the new Pakulo, you know, about recycling. You know, if you go to SkyTrain station, there's recycle your t-shirt, you know, wear it 10 times or 50 times or whatever, don't throw away your t-shirts, you know. But you know where, you know, it's an old story, you know, like the hukay in the Philippines, where all these jeans and all this clothing ends up in the Philippines.
Yes.
Third world countries, the hukay, you know, it's being dumped there, and, you know.
Yes.
So it's the same, you know, it's all tied up to the issue, you know, the plastics, you know, the plastic that are polluting, are killing our rivers, our waters, you know. Yeah, it's being produced by first world countries. So who produces plastic? DuPont, you know.
Thank you for all the thoughts that you shared to us, you know. Ted Alquitas is a long-time journalist and also community activist. And with all the knowledge that he shared to us, we hope that he can come back again. So if you want to hear more from Ted Alquitas, he is with the PhilippineCanadianNews.com. Again, that's PhilippineCanadianNews.com, the first and only online newspaper linking the Filipino communities across Canada. Salamat po, Kuya Ted.
Maraming salamat.
Maraming salamat po. And I want to dedicate this song, Masdan Mo Ang Kapaligiran by Asin, to you as a journalist who's concerned about the environment and to everyone in the world who also wish a better climate system.
Maraming
thank you.
Salamat po.
Maraming salamat po.
Pansin sa iyong mga kapaligiran, kay dumi na ng hangin, pati na ang mga ilog natin. Hindi na masama ang pag-unlad at malayo-layo na rin ang ating narating. Ngunit masdan mo ang tubig sa dagat, dati kulay asul, ngayon naging itim. Ang mga duming ating ikinalat sa hangin, sa langit, huwag na nating paabutin. Upang kung tayo'y pumanaw man sariwang hangin, sa langit natin matitikman. Mayroon lang akong hinihiling, sa aking pagpanaw sana ay tag-ulan. Gitara ko ay aking dadalhin, upang sa ulan na lang tayo magkantahan. Ang mga bata ngayon lang isinilang, may hangin pa kayang matitikman. May mga puno pa kaya silang aakyatin, may mga ilog pa kayang lalamuyan. Bakit di natin pag-isipan ang nangyayari sa ating kapaligiran? Hindi nga masama ang pag-unlad kung hindi nakakasira ng kalikasan. Darating ang panahon, mga ibong dala ay wala nang madadapuan. Masdan mo ang mga punong dati ay kay tatag, ngayon'y namamatay dahil sa ating kalukuhan. Lahat ng bagay na narito sa lupa, biyayang galing sa Diyos kahit nung ika'y wala pa. Ingatan natin at huwag nang sirain pa, pagkat pag kanyang linawi tayo'y mawawala na. Mayroon lang akong hinihiling, sa aking pagpanaw sana ay tag-ulan. Gitara ko ay aking dadalhin, upang sa ulap na lang tayo.